Start recording. Hi, hello. I am Kat, and I'll be talking about pain, the catalyst. When we say catalyst, it's like an encouragement. So it started when I watched this Mortal Kombat movie, where one of the character in the movie said that use your pain as a catalyst to unlock his ability or arcana. So for me, as Christian, you know, pain is like very hard. When especially to people who experience betrayal, hurt, and emotional pains by their loved ones or family. But there is something in the pain that encourages or help us grow, motivate us. So it's like, hey, Kat, are you telling us that we need to be in pain so that we will be motivated in life, or we need to be in pain so that we will be encouraged? To some people, yes. But to others also, it may be pain will cause them, will be discouraged, will be left behind or whatever. There will be pros and cons when we say pain. So many Christians resented pain. But if we dig down deeper, there is a reason or a benefit in pain, you know. So for me, in my personal experience, when I am in pain or sad, depressed, it makes me creative, wherein I can draw. I draw my emotions. I write my emotions. Especially when I remember this, when I had my devotional and I was not feeling great about myself. I was feeling low and down. So I did my Bible time. When I'm in pain, not that because I was governed by my emotions, it is because there is your heart is open. I mean, your heart is humble. Your heart is, when you're in pain, you are like, okay, I am pain. I don't need to fight, or I know there's no force within you. So the moment that I feel in pain, all I need to do is surrender everything. Once I surrender, once you give up, like, Lord, there's nothing I can do because I'm in pain. Okay. There's a signal of humility in there. So that's my first point. Pain directs you to humility. That's the first pros. There's humility in you that you are telling, I'm in pain and I don't need to fight anymore. I don't need to hold back or force myself to be better because I am in pain. Pain humbles me down. Humbles me that I cannot control everything. And even though the person is hurting me or someone is hurting me, there's nothing I can do about it but to humble myself down, accept it. And the moment I let it in, I accept that pain. Sometimes we are so, why we are, hard sometimes because we keep on denying the pain or we keep on not acknowledging the pain in us when something bad happened to us. Because the moment that we deny it, we are forcing ourselves to be good, to be, nah, just go on, move on, be hard, it makes you stronger. Yes, it makes you stronger, so I will discuss that later. But it's still there. It will hold grudge on you the moment we don't acknowledge it. So my way is I let it in. I let it in. Acknowledge it. Accept it. And it humbles me. The moment I humbled it down in my prayers, in my devotions, creativity comes in me. It's kind of magical because I was able to write all my thoughts in one page and write down everything inside my mind. And the nice thing is that revelations come to me. Revelations flows down, and verses, Bible verses, sometimes I will be reminded, or the Holy Spirit will remind me of something that happened before that connects to the situation. So I was like, oh, maybe this happened. Oh, because I need to be corrected in this way, in this aspect of my life. And it gives me revelation to the things that happened before that makes or that connects to what the situation I am having. So pains, if we acknowledge pain, there will be humility in our heart. It will humble us down. So one example of this is that I remember when I was working in this company as an admin assistant, and I think for myself that the task that I did was correct, and the senior said something about me, and I was there was a little pride in me at that time, and I was get hurt by what she did. I was in pain. I was like, and I recall everything that happens, or I ask God, why did I came here in the first place? Why this happened to me? And when I try to recall everything, God revealed to me something that, you know what? During that moment, there's something inside of you that needs to be corrected, but you didn't accept it. You hardened you to yourself, and that's why you're in pain. I mean, you need to humble down. So the moment I'm in pain, I really like to reflect on what happened. Maybe there's something that I did wrong that comes, that results to this. So that's it. So that's my first point for being as a catalyst. For me personally, it humbles me down. And when I accept that humility, there will be creativity in me, not just in my writings. Sometimes when I do my devotional, there will be smooth sailing of writing. It's Wow. I when I will look on my when I look back, if I'm gonna read back my devotions, there will be a tons of pages in a day that I ask myself, wow, did I really write this one? Because it's really a lot of pages for that moment, and it's like, whoa. And not that also in my writing, not also in my writing, but also in my art. When I write down, when I do paintings or illustration, I get the best result when I am painting. Because it's like a diversion for me to let go of that pain through art, to let go of the pain through writing, instead of letting it go to the people that hurt you. That's first. So that's it. That's my first point for the pain. For pain as the catalyst, or pain the catalyst. See you in the next episode of Pain the Catalyst. Thank you for listening. Bye.